Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand Bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand Bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
We are here, show and tell news time. Amy, I'm going to you first. What do you got?
Well, there's a whole article about Costco is selling $200 million worth of gold bars monthly. And I know we've talked about them having those available.
When they started, I didn't know they were selling that much.
Wow. Yeah. Wells Fargo did a whole report, and they're like, by our estimates, they're selling about $200 million monthly.
Like, do they hire miners to go out and get it? Like, because they got to buy the gold from somewhere, right? They got to buy the gold, and then they have to turn the gold over and make a profit.
Yeah, you're buying it at a marked up price when you're buying it there, by the way. And then an episode that went up on my podcast yesterday with a financial expert, he was talking about how he would not buy the gold from Costco, or really just gold in general, unless it's just like what you want. He would call buying those gold bars like a flex. Like, if you just want people to come over and you're like, look at my gold bar from Costco, but that it may not be of that much value to the average person.
But you can always sell it back at the value of gold, which goes up and down.
Yes, it goes up and down. So you run that risk because you're also buying it from Costco at a higher price. Sure. So there's no guarantee that when you sell it, you're going to get it for what you paid.
And I think you'd always buy it at a higher price, though, because every single person that's like, let's say you mine the gold. Well, you sell it for a dollar because you just mine the gold. You got to pay for it. Well, the person that then gets that and takes the raw gold and turns it into is probably going to sell it for $2.50 to the person who's then going to have to sell it for $3.50.
Oh, yeah.
In order to, I'd always been told gold is steady to hold because it's really not going to go too much up or down and will always exist. Like, gold won't go bankrupt. But again, I know nothing about money. So,
I mean, famous last words.
Hold on. A dollar bill can go bankrupt.
Oh, yeah. A dollar can go down and up. Yeah. And big time.
That's why different currencies have different values.
No. Hold on. How a dollar? You're going to tell me a dollar can be worth more than a dollar?
Let's say a dollar here, and there's a dollar in the UK, right? With me?
Both different monies, though.
No, yeah. But let's say they can buy the same thing. They both can buy a dollar's worth.
Okay.
If the value of the dollar goes down here, if the economy is not good, then you could go over and buy clothes in the UK and have to spend $3 versus the one there. The value of a dollar does go up and down. It's hard to explain. But the value for me, because I don't know anything about finances.
But
you could have a bunch of money and say have $1 million and it's worth way less than the $1 million would have been worth a year ago.
Oh, boy. All right.
What are you worried about something?
No,
this is the first time you're hearing this?
I didn't know the value of dollars.
No. You guys say a dollar is not a dollar. A dollar,
well, dollar's
is
a
worth
dollar.
A dollar.
Oh
my gosh. It's worth a dollar.
A dollar's worth 100 cents.
Now, you may not be able to get as much for your dollar. You may not, like, a pack of bubble gum used to be 50 cents, now it's a dollar, so you can't buy as much, but it's still worth a dollar. The dollar is still
right,
worth a dollar.
But the word worth is devalued.
No, it's still worth a dollar.
Right, but that dollar
They can also ship things across the country in a single night.
This is tough.
I know. It's like...
No, I hear you.
You used to be able to get gas for under a dollar.
But that's inflation.
That's inflation over time.
I know, yeah. I understand, but I'm saying I didn't change the value. The dollar is still worth a dollar.
But Bobby used a good example of like when you travel, items. They don't you're just value using our a
word.
Dollar
All you're
same.
Saying is the word dollar still means the word dollar.
Which is
but
true.
But the value of a dollar has changed forever and will always go up and down.
That's why you ever heard like a dollar is equal to 50,000 pesos?
Sometimes it's worth 75,000 pesos.
Yeah.
You could take money here to go to a place where their currency is devalued and buy so much.
Correct.
Okay. So where could somewhere I can...
Okay.
So that maybe is what we need to do.
I'm not investing with them. All right, Eddie, show and tell news, go.
Okay, so this is so funny. I promise not to talk about the eclipse, but I have to talk about this.
Okay.
This Mexican TV channel on the news.
Oh, they showed. I saw what
they were showing the eclipse.
Be careful with your words.
I will. I'm not even going to say what it was. But they were showing the eclipse, and then they were bringing in pictures of people that took pictures of the eclipse. Oh. This one picture had a different kind of eclipse.
Yeah, it was, how should I say...
Eggplant.
Okay, I'll say...
Not eggplant so much, but
the
more.
Moon is a ball, right?
Cherries?
The moon is a ball in the sky.
Yeah, cherries more than eggplant.
They used a different
ball. I didn't see it, but I knew it was just that part of the body.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I saw their trick.
And it was a prank, you know? And like when there's a good prank that goes down, you got to admire it.
That moon was...
That's hilarious.
It's funny. Pay a dollar for that.
Because in Mexico, you pay 50,000 pesos.
I see.
Yeah. Lunchbox, show and tell.
Look, man, I know you guys say, I mean, I don't even know if I should do this because it's all
then
about
the answer's probably no, if you're having to wonder.
Well, maybe I should save it for you guys wanting to invest with me later.
We don't.
No, okay. we definitely don't.
Go ahead.
I think we got another investment opportunity here. Lions, tigers, and bison. Oh, my. There's a zoo in North Carolina for sale. And we can pay $16 million and we can own a zoo.
Okay, we had trouble raising $400.
Right. Yeah. But, obviously zoos make a lot of money. Kids love going to the zoo.
I don't know that zoos make a lot of money. I think you're just saying that.
Dude, I pay for a season pass every year. They're expensive.
Yeah, I hear you.
They're expensive.
But you also have to keep up with animals. You got to pay. Yeah.
That's tough.
No, $16 million, there's no way we're buying that. So just finish your story, though.
I think that's just pretty cool that any average Joe can just go buy a zoo.
If you're an average Joe.
Lions, tigers, and bison. Oh, my.
Yeah, I got to have a lot of
how
dollars.
How crazy is that? I never worked with animals, but I can just go buy a zoo. Mm. Seems like you should have special qualifications to own a zoo. Mm.
You could also buy medicine patents. Without any sort of background in medicine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure. I mean, people get in trouble all the time. Like, when they raise it. Like, the dude from the internet who bought, like, a diabetes. I'm not sure which one it was. Bought it for, and then raised it to, like, $500 instead of a dollar.
Oh, man.
And everybody got mad at him.
Didn't he go
Pharma
to jail?
Pharma bros, but what they call them.
Question.
Yeah.
Why is that illegal?
It's not illegal.
But he went to jail, right?
There were other things he did that I think were illegal. His name's Martin... Shrek or something. What'd he do? Like, do you remember why he went to jail? I'll just know him as Pharma Bro. But he also bought, like, Wu-Tang's one CD they made, at one album that only one person got.
Oh, wow.
He was charged 2 counts of securities fraud and 1 count of conspiracy for activity unrelated to the Daraprim controversy.
Got it.
So he was up to other no goods.
Okay.
Yeah. Texas police have arrested 56-year-old Consuelo Maria Del Bar and her 18-year-old daughter for traveling across the country to give illegal butt injections for $6,000. Cops said the duo were planning to inject an unlabeled brown liquid into the butt of a customer on Wednesday, but the customer ended up being an undercover police officer. The mother-daughter booty enhancement team also reportedly gave the officer a Xanax to relax before the illegal procedure. Both have been charged with unlawfully practicing medicine without a license.
Oh, my gosh.
What if you get so relaxed you forget to call your buddies in to come in and, like, save you?
Right.
That's from KHOU, but it's like, okay, I'll take my medicine. Oh. And they're like... As soon as Chris says Willy Wonka, we go in. And Chris is like,
I've always wondered that about undercover people that work in the drug world, because I'm sure at times they have to do the drugs to fit in or they're red flagged. Mm-hmm. But, like, is there a way they could, like, maybe put it in their mouth, but just...
Don't inhale?
They just do them.
They just do it?
Mm.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Because you could maybe lose
control. Then I want to be the one that has to go investigate a massage parlor.
I don't think you have to do that. I think you just rest it. It's not like you're getting in to go find other massage parlors. You're shutting them down.
No, you
got to
make sure they're doing it.
I'm talking about people that for 2 years are undercover in like a drug ring or a gang or something.
I have somebody I could talk to about that.
Really?
You can get you an answer. Yeah.
Let's do.
Not on the air, probably, because they don't think they'd want to say, but I know someone who was undercover for a long time.
Well, yeah, I want to know, did they have to do drugs?
I literally know him, too. So
I know.
You can just ask
him. I know who you're talking about. Okay, Let's go ask him. Okay.
Thank you. All right, that's your news. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. When I first met my husband, I honestly wasn't super attracted to him physically. But over time, he grew on me. I fell in love because he's charming, funny and successful and very kind. I also grew to love his dad bod, but this year he set out to get healthy. He's lost a good amount of weight. He's put on a good amount of muscle. He's starting to look like a totally different man. I miss his dad bod. He's not as soft to curl up to when snuggling. My favorite thing is to rest my head on his chest, but now I feel muscles where I used to feel a soft cushion. I'm happy he's getting healthy, but I'm finding myself less attracted to him physically now. What's the best way to approach talking to him about this? Or should I just learn to love his new look? Signed, Delaney, the dad bod lover. So here's my thing on dad bods. I don't really, and it could be, but I don't really feel it's about the body itself. I feel that a lot of, we'll just say men in this situation. It could be either sex, but let me just say men. A lot of men in this situation who are ripped up and spend a lot of time doing whatever activity they're doing to get in better shape are spending a lot of time doing whatever they're doing to get into shape. They're spending a lot of time doing that and not doing things with the wife or the family or the, therefore the dad bod a lot of times is the result of somebody who is prioritizing other things than being in the gym. Now, I do think having a physical health and a mental health is a very important thing. But if you're in an hour, 7 days a week, hour and a half, 5 days a week, you're driving to the gym, that's time that you, that maybe your wife feels like, man, I would rather him be a little chubbier and be with us more. Now, would she rather you probably have a six pack and also be there all the time? Absolutely.
That's not the case here. She likes the cushion on the chest when she lays there.
You think it's resentment?
I think that she probably wishes a lot of time that she's not used to him being gone or doing that, she'd spend back with that. And that's comes out in that way.
But Bones, if you're in the forest and you want to take a nap, would you rather lay your head on something nice and fluffy,
a rock? Yeah.
But then also, it's
good point.
Would I rather that thing live a longer, healthier life and be there for my kids?
Yep.
And live older because you're healthier.
Healthy.
But that's not what you're saying. You want cotton candy.
No, hey, man, this, leave me out of this.
You just brought yourself in with that.
I'm just telling you what women want. They want the dad bod.
Women want the dad
bod.
No. If the bod is part of it, and sometimes that is what? If to them the priority is the time being with them that they're getting versus what they're not now because they're so focused on their health.
Well, Eddie spends a lot of time working out now.
But he lives 5 minutes from me, and he comes over an hour.
Hour a day.
And it's not a...
How much time is it really?
What?
Drive time, hangout time.
115.
About an hour and a half of my day.
Okay.
Yeah, and 3-4 times a week, and it's not... Like it's changing his life. The kids are still like kind of getting out of school.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll leave the workout to go pick them up from school. So I don't miss a lot. But here's the deal. My wife, she puts her head on my chest now and she's like, a little bit.
And so I'm like, you know what?
I will just relax a little bit. I'll eat pizza and still work out. So I have a little fluff for her on the chest.
So your wife just emailed the show? Pizza's going to nipple? I understand what it is. I really don't think it's about the muscle.
I think it's
about the time. I think you could tell him that. Hey, I love that you're healthier and I'm here for you, but you spend a lot of time at the gym and can we prioritize some of that time to be here with me?
Because in reality, it's not realistic to not be attracted to someone that's ripped.
Or just in good shape.
Yeah.
Physically.
Well, sometimes people don't like change. It's not what she's used to.
Change is important. I mean, that's a good point.
If the person's like an A-plus dad and husband and you get to pick, he's going to be A-plus dad and husband anyway, and he can be super soft or he can be in really good shape, very few are going to pick super soft. But if it's, I'd rather have a dad here with a little softer body than a gone person with some abs.
Sure. Yeah.
That's it. That's what I say. Therapy's over. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for the most fun segment we do about facts on a Friday. Fun Fact Friday. Yeah, there it is.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! I'll start. But I'll start with a question. Amy, what do you think the best-selling item is at Walmart? Generally across the country.
Oh. Gosh, why did a folding chair just come to mind, like a lawn chair?
I think I got it.
I mean, it's
got
to be something pretty generic in general that everybody would need.
A cooler.
Cooler? Lunchbox?
Underwear.
Eddie?
Underwear.
The best-selling items at Walmart are bananas. They sell more than 1 billion pounds of bananas every single year.
Wow.
Mm. How about that? Put that in your Fun Fact Friday pipe and smoke it. All right, Amy?
Okay, so simply the act of holding money in your hand will ease stress and pain from your body.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense.
No, like studies have been done.
Yeah, I have it in my hand. I'm about to give it to somebody. I'm going to be lesser, have less money.
That's true.
Like, you know, when you're in Vegas and you kind of hold the chips in your pocket and you kind of feel them, you jingle them around there?
That's right.
That's cool, man.
Hey, I didn't do the study.
And then I'm like, who else has touched this money? Where's it been?
Well, that's your brain for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. Lunchbox?
This is going to be a sad one for the ladies.
It's Fun Fact Friday.
I know. But it's just the truth.
Fun for him.
Yeah. Sagging is inevitable. No matter what.
What was that
word? What again?
Inevitable.
There you go.
Gravity.
Gravity?
But same for you. Same for dudes, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, gravity, smoking, and sleeping. Women, if you are sleep face down... You need to change it because if you're pushing on the breasts, it'll change the shape of your breasts.
Okay. Thank you, Lunchbox. Okay. Morgan?
Animals are more scared of human voices than lion roars. So scientists played human voices around a watering hole to figure it out. And animals ran away when the human voices were there. But lions, they were roaring. They just chilled. No big deal.
Yeah, because they don't know. They get next to one lion, that roar to eat them, then they can never be in the pole again. And
oh, good point.
Be like, I'm scared of a lion roar.
That's a great point. Mm.
Eddie?
The year was 1897. Boy. The place was Nashville, Tennessee. Boy. That's when cotton candy was born, and it was made by a dentist. And the first name for it was Fairy Floss. How ironic that a dentist made cotton candy.
Not
how
really.
How ironic.
He gets more customers.
That's actually why he did it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. He was like, we'll sell cotton candy, they'll get cavities, and I make more money.
Wow. Dang. That is dirty.
Fairy floss.
Only two women have ever tried to assassinate a U.S. president. Both of them went after Gerald Ford. What did he do to them? We need to see what he was up to.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Within 3 weeks of each other in 1975.
What in the world?
Yeah, you know something went down.
Only two women ever, same president, within 2 weeks of each other.
Gerald Ford, though, that wasn't that long ago. What year was that?
75. I mean, you were like in high school. You got to wonder.
I wasn't born yet.
What's up?
I wasn't born in 75.
Advanced tickets to Woodstock in 1969, 54 years ago, were sold at record stores for $18. That would be the equivalent of $150 in today's money. Hmm. So that's what the festival would cost if it happened today. And tickets at the door were $24, so that was $200. And so many people got there, though, and they just got in for free because it was out of control.
They tore the gates down.
It was out of control. They just went,
like, wild.
We're in. We're ready to party. Finally, a hole-in-one on a par 5. Golfers, you know what that's called?
Murray? Albatross.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
That'd be a 2 on a par 5.
Oh, that's right. Impossible. Oh.
Mm. I said golfers, but now Amy's a golfer. I forgot.
She went right. Go ahead, Amy. You first.
Give me a hint.
It's a bird.
It's got to
be a bird. I said birdie.
No, but it's not a bird.
Pigeon.
A bird.
No.
Okay, I got it.
Owl.
It's a bluebird.
Cardinal.
It's a condor.
Oh.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know what bird that is.
Turkey.
It's a condor. I don't know. It's a condor. Never happened in a pro tournament where someone's got a hole-in-one on a par 5. But there are certain par 5s that we play that are...
That are
if
what?
If you could really crush, you could get it down there. Not us, but like big hitters.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, you're right. Not you, but Amy could. Both sides. Left-handed and right-handed.
Maybe.
All right, that's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Shout out San Antonio, Texas. Group of teens in San Antonio making a big impact in the city and the homeless community by turning plastic bags into sleeping mats. So these teens started to see just how important it is for a lot of these homeless folks to have somewhere to at least sleep. So what they did is they wove hundreds of plastic bags together. Each mat took like a total of like 12 to 15 hours to complete.
Wow.
Multiple teenagers doing it. So they were able to do that. And so they made over 50 mats and they went out and passed it out to folks.
Love that.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Like thinking outside the box, like just to come up with the idea to make these mats out of plastic bags.
And making a difference in the lives of San Antonio's homeless population.
Wow.
And teenagers who are usually pretty rotten.
That's right.
If you believe.
Well, most teens.
People on this show, yeah. Right, guys?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Easy trivia. The category is U.S. presidents. Amy, who is the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Correct. Lunchbox, who is on the $1 bill?
George Washington.
Correct.
All right.
Morgan, which U.S. president featured on the penny?
George Washington.
Abe Lincoln.
I thought we were on a
theme here.
Wow. Oh. Yeah.
It's okay. It's the first round.
Nobody goes home the first round.
I thought we were doing a theme too.
Nobody goes home. We lured you into it. We lured you into that one. Hey, Abby, who's the current president?
Joe Biden.
Correct. So that's the easy trivia. You should have gotten them all. Sorry, Morgan. Nobody goes home the first round, but if you miss another one,
you've been boned.
You get boned. You don't want to get boned. Amy has 3 wins. She's the current champion. She's closing in on 5 wins. Let's go. The category is music. Amy, what's the name of the band who sings Hotel California?
The Eagles.
Correct. Lunchbox, which band released the album Abbey Road?
The Beatles.
Correct. Yeah. Morgan, Bono is the lead singer of what band?
U2.
Correct. Abby, what song did Whitney Houston famously cover in 1992 for the movie The Bodyguard?
I Will Always Love You.
Correct. Round number 2, famous movies. Amy, which 1975 movie features a shark terrorizing beachgoers?
Jaws.
Correct. Lunchbox, in which animated movie does a young girl follow a white rabbit into a fantasy world?
Snow White?
You've been booed. Oh,
Snow White and the Dwarves.
But she follows a rabbit, I thought.
No, I don't think so. The answer is?
Alice in Wonderland.
Correct. Morgan, what Tom Hanks movie features a man stranded on an island befriending a volleyball named Wilson?
Oh, yeah, Wilson. Castaway.
Correct. Abby, which film features a magical nanny who arrives to help a dysfunctional family?
What in the world? What?
Which film?
I knew all those other movies, dang it.
Features a magical nanny who arrives.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Correct.
Oh, dang.
3 remain.
Oh, wow. I thought it was Mrs. Doubtfire.
She's not magical.
I thought it was Amy's house. There he goes, huh? Which film? A magical nanny who helps dysfunctional family? I thought it might.
Got it.
That's funny.
Thank you. Reality TV.
Oh, now, really? After I'm out?
That's on you.
No, that was on the question I got.
On The Bachelor, The Bachelor gives what to contestants in order to stick around for the next episode?
Rose.
Correct. Morgan, while its acronym name suggests this network should be home of educational programming, this reality TV network's shows are 90 Day Fiancé, Sister Wives, Long Island Medium. Name the network.
TLC.
Correct. Thank you.
Take it around.
Abby, what's the name of the famously angry British host on shows like Hell's Kitchen? What's the name of the famously angry British host on the reality TV show Hell's Kitchen?
I don't know.
You've been boned.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gosh dang it.
Do you know that?
Yeah, it was in my head somewhere.
Well, she didn't really know it. Right. Amy and Morgan, categories animals. Which 4-legged animal has the largest antlers in the deer family? Amy, which 4-legged animal has the largest antlers in the deer family?
In the 8-point buck?
10-point. Answer? A 10-point?
I don't know. What is it? I don't know.
It's a moose.
Okay. You've been booed.
So I wouldn't have gotten it anyway.
Morgan,
elk.
If you get this, you win.
Okay.
If you miss it, we go to sudden death.
Okay. Yeah.
What's a baby kangaroo called?
A Joey.
Correct. Winner.
Yeah. Wow.
What point was I talking about? What's the biggest buck?
I mean, I'm sure. I don't know what the record is.
If they're like nubbins, there's like 30.
Hey, let's celebrate Morgan.
Oh, really?
Morgan! Here's a clip from Tony in Boston.
It's a clip of you going viral. I've seen it on Instagram and Twitter from you interviewed Taylor Swift and you're talking about being a nice guy. And it's been out on the internet for, you know, at least like 6 or 7 years, but now it's going viral. I was curious about your if you've seen it and your feedback on it.
This thing is 12 years old, 13 years old. It's been viral like 7 times. Well, like 3 versions of it because it's Taylor, so anything with Taylor cycles. I don't even remember doing it.
I saw the clip and it seems like you guys are fighting, but I don't remember that.
We weren't fighting. I think it's just a context thing.
That's what I'm saying. The clip makes it look like that.
We were friends after that too. And so I really don't even look at old stuff, not because of what it is, because I hate hearing me talk or hearing me in old versions. It makes me cringe. I probably would think that today too, but I don't listen to me today. unless something's up. But I don't listen. I don't watch that old stuff. But I get those Taylor interview clips, just because it's Taylor, they go viral about every 3 or 4 years.
It pops up, and I think it's like some from our account, but it's not. It's always some viral video.
Like
crazy.
Somebody else posts it.
Oh, yeah. And it's always like weird context. Like they cut around like little sections. Yeah, no, Taylor and I were always really cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where's the clip?
It's viral.
It's viral. It's
check
everywhere.
Your feed,
look around. Yeah, okay. Look around. All right, here's Jamie.
Morning, studio. I have a joke for Amy. What do you call a policewoman who does the chalk outlines at a crime scene? Tracy.
That's a good one.
I get it. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, Bobby, you'll like this. Handbags for Men are having a moment.
No, they've been having a moment. Or at least I've been having a moment with them.
Well, now thanks to Harry Styles, Travis Kelce, and David Beckham, sporting bags and totes are a thing.
Okay, I don't think Travis Kelce deserves to be in that.
Why not?
Why?
Because it's Taylor Swift that even makes anybody look at Travis Kelce. And I like Travis Kelce. But Beckham has always been very fashion forward. And Harry Styles, extremely fashion forward. Kelce's just with Taylor. He does wear flames on his shirts. He has done that for a while.
But and he's carrying the totes and
stuff. Yeah. I mean, listen, I have totes. I have bags. I have fanny packs. I have things that look like purses even. I don't like using pockets for stuff. You guys have it made. The expectation is you can carry a purse. Us guys, we wear one. All of a sudden, we're like, oh, look at the guy wearing a purse. And yep. He also wears glasses and he's ugly. And I'm like, stop talking about me.
Do you feel like you were able to embrace it more once you got married? Because it's like, okay, I'm married, so I can do whatever
I want. Oh, for sure.
I think I embraced it more once my wife started to help me pick them out.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have done that if you were still single.
Yeah, I would have. If I would have known.
That would have, you would have never found Kate.
You don't think that would have cramped your
You're saying she
style?
Would have seen me carry a bag and been like, I'm not being with that.
100%.
Nah,
a purse.
But it's not a purse.
Well, they're calling it a merce.
Okay, but
a
that's been, the merce has been around for 15 years. People call it that forever. The man bag is definitely different than a purse. It is shaped different than a purse. It's like the difference. It's not a fanny pack always, but it's like the difference in like a computer bag. It's like a hybrid of that and a purse. It's like slightly.
Do you think Caitlin's improved you?
In what way?
I'm asking.
Like in general?
It was some headline I saw about how 90% of people think they've improved their partners.
I think if you asked her, she would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it just depends which part you're talking about. But yeah, I would say overall, yes. I would say there are certain areas I think I've gotten worse.
Oh.
Really?
Like what?
Easy.
I know. I'm really just thinking about this one. But I would say that yes, she is. I think yes, we change when we're with people. We definitely change, pick up some of their habits, and I think I've been improved. Thank you. Let's move on to the next one because I don't want to say anything else.
Well, moving on to quiet vacations because people are taking these now. Like we've heard of quiet walks, and I mean, I saw a whole article in Psychology Today about how people aren't even speaking until noon.
Yeah, we talked about that. It was called like talk fasting or something.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah,
remember
so
the segment on the show?
We talked about. Okay, yeah. That's probably where I talked about it in my head with y'all
on the show.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you say it over and over. We talk about a lot of different
Amen.
Things in a lot of different places, and I forget where. But anyway, talk fasting is a thing. But now quiet trips are a thing where people are literally scheduling a vacation to just be quiet most of the time and not be around a bunch of people.
And you're not to talk for 48 hours. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, like
you're with other people and everybody knows you just don't talk.
You're with a group of people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's even people doing it. It's weird.
Oh, that's very
You go
weird.
Into like the mountains of North Carolina and just like don't talk and you hike and
we should come in one morning and do talk fasting and see what our bosses do. We're doing it for mental health. We just come on, turn the mics on, and just fast for everybody to hear. All right, what else?
Well, an old Chris Stapleton interview is popping up. It's from 60 Minutes a few years back, but Chris is talking about how he loved listening to Snoop Dogg and Dre when he was younger and how that influenced his music.
It was so real that it translated even to some kid in Eastern Kentucky who had no notion of the things that he was talking about, you know, and it was dangerous too, and real and dangerous are, you know, very appealing to 15, 16 year old kids.
That's why this show does so well, real and dangerous.
That's right.
That's us too.
Yeah, suck us. And also Chris is in the streaming music age where you were affected by everything and influenced by everything. We had streaming music for the first time or download music or Napster. So it was different than the 20 years before where you really could only get the music that was at your Walmart or Best Buy or record store. And then mostly what they had was always regionally popular. So there wasn't like a diverse. So
yeah, like if we wanted something, I mean, we'd have to listen to the radio. So it was whatever's being played for us and then get our cassette tape and hit record. And then that's how we got to listen to things. Unless you want, if you didn't want to go,
go to the store. Yeah, there's that.
Well, but this is the freeway to get it.
Yeah, it's store. Yeah, but you stole it, huh? Amy was stealing before stealing was cool.
Dang, Amy.
Dang, she was stealing before Napster even let her. That's crazy. Okay, that's it,
Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This is genius. At Fairmont Dallas, a hotel, they decided to adopt a shelter dog, and they have named the dog Chief Happiness Officer.
Dang, got a title. Didn't even have to work his way up.
Yeah. It's an 8-month-old dog named Bondi, and I mean, employees at the hotel are loving it. Like, their morale is up, but hotel guests are like, it's just really cool to walk into the lobby and you see this cute dog every single day. And yeah.
And they adopted a shelter dog, you know?
Yeah.
C-H-O.
Oh, that's the title.
The CHO of the hotel.
Happiness.
Who would be the CHO on this show?
Me.
Probably.
Can you self-appoint that?
Sure.
Well, I think somebody would have said that anyway, but he kind of maybe lost the title by appointing himself.
I'm happy right now.
But I think somebody would have said that, but you just appointed yourself.
Yeah.
Can anyone say they're happy right now?
I tell jokes. I'm happy right now.
Who would be the chief hate officer?
Betty, he's a hater.
Good.
He's a hater of everything I do.
Or the CAO, the chief angry officer.
Oh, I thought something else.
No.
Yeah.
So that's a good.
Shout out to Fairmont Dallas for giving Bondi a forever home.
Okay, haha. And he also wears one of those little suits like a bellhop.
That's awesome.
Which is funny. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.